At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast on a Thursday morning. As always, joined by Jake's Takes for his weekly delivery, his weekly appearance. If you had a walk-up song like it was WWE SmackDown Royal Rumble, what would that be?
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just kidding. I don't know. They did like an introduction video for the teachers, the new teachers in Litchfield.
Oh.
And he does like the bit. Have you ever seen Between Two Ferns?
No, I haven't.
With Zach Galifianakis. So it's like a little like skit show, essentially, where Zach Galifianakis is an interviewer.
Mm.
And he just sits between two ferns, like little trees. And he has a celebrity on and he interviews him. But then all the questions are like awkward or like mean, or like he's just like, the point is like he's a really bad interviewer. And the celebrities like tries, like the bit is the celebrity's supposed to take it seriously, like think he gets a real interview, and then Zach Galifianakis like ruins it. It's pretty funny. They're on YouTube. Like he did Obama and like Conan, and I mean it's
wow.
There's a lot, they're funny and they're short.
Yeah. Zach Galifianakis would be the guy for that job.
Right. It was a perfect fit. Yeah. But so the Litchfield guys that was the same bit. Like they kind of ask awkward questions and just like the same kind of, you know, it was the same inspired by.
Mm.
And they asked me what my walk-up song was. And I couldn't come up with an answer on the spot. Cause like you want
to come up with a spot, you know?
Yeah. Cause you don't know the questions come. And then you want to be funny a little bit, at least I do, but you don't want to say a song that's like inappropriate. Because you're the new teacher either. And I struggled. I didn't really come up with an answer. I think I literally said the John Cena theme song.
There you go.
But
yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a classic.
You could do something that your dad would do, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, because there was plenty of songs you could say that'll just be like, would get no reaction, which is fine. But like mm-hmm. I said, I was on the spot trying to think of something like funny. I couldn't think of it. Because then I'm like, do I go High School Musical route? Do I say something like that? Or
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Right. Well, yeah, that's an interesting way to make a first impression as a teacher at a new school. So I know. I was sure Sir Mix-a-Lot was the right movie there. I don't know.
Let's welcome new teacher from Watertown Mayor joining Litchfield, Jacob Wondersee. Just a bunch of swear words and
big butts. Can't have that. What would your walk-up song be?
Ooh, it's a good question. I'm not musically gifted. Oh, I got it. Lady Gaga, Edge of Glory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big Edge of Glory fan. Actually, last year, the final night of a youth group, it was karaoke night.
Yeah.
And we were doing karaoke night competitions. A lot of the youth were too shy, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Some of them did it. A lot of them did it, but some of them were too shy.
Yeah.
And they weren't expecting me to go. But what they didn't know is that earlier in the day, I was rehearsing and practicing Edge of Glory for about a minute or so. And I'm a big Lady Gaga fan.
Yeah, she's got some
huge Lady Gaga, like Poker Face and Edge of Glory, my favorite. Just Dance. Yeah, she's got some good ones.
Yeah. I think my serious, like if I was actually trying to get hyped, it would probably be like a rock song of some kind. I'd have to think about which one is the best one to do, but
could do like Enter the Sandman or something.
That's a little overdone. Probably, I'd probably do like a song for Linkin Park or something. Or
they're good.
Yeah, something like that. Just a little more off the beaten path, more my flavor. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. It's a tough question.
Yeah, are you excited? Also, like
the Seinfeld theme would have been kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have known that though. You know.
I know, it's ready. People don't know Seinfeld as much as they used to, which makes sense. That's how time works, but
it's still on TV, but
TV. It's like 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I'm sure high schoolers don't watch that though.
No.
Are you excited for Rihanna's halftime performance?
I wish I had words to describe how excited I was. it's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. No, I'm not excited. Are you?
No, no. How much do you think they lip sync during the halftime Super Bowl performance? Like, do you think it's ever been done before?
Yeah. Well, it's mostly they have like the recording playing the main part. And then the live mic, she or they or whoever it is usually singing like over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of that whole, if you're going to be dancing thing, like you're going to be out of breath and not sing parts.
Right.
And then the track is just going. So it's just kind of, it's kind of a mixture. I feel like most times it's a mixture of both.
Interesting. I did not anticipate that answer.
What'd you anticipate?
I anticipated that you would do it like maybe sometimes, but most of the time they are live.
Well, and like I said, they have the live mic going the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's just supported. They add support.
Oh, that's a good... I like that take. That's a very calculated and... Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like you're behind the scenes at this. Are you going to Arizona?
No.
No, okay.
Are you?
No, I'm not going to Arizona, but... you have a lot of information.
Your halftime show? Ideal halftime show? Like, if you were planning a halftime show, I mean, maybe Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, she was good when she did the halftime, I thought. Yeah. She did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Jackson has passed, and he had a little halftime shenanigans with Beyonce. Is that who it was? I don't know. When there was some inappropriate grabbing and inappropriate viewership at the halftime, big controversy back in like the early 2000s. I would say Justin Timberlake. Big Justin Timberlake fan.
He did the Minnesota one, though, already. Do you care? You want to see him again?
Justin Timberlake. Oh, he did the Minnesota one?
Yeah, thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, well,
he can do remember the dramatic Prince tribute. And
I remember the Prince tribute, but I don't remember that. I didn't remember that it was Justin Timberlake.
Sure.
I mean, you got to go through guys again, you know?
Yeah, there's only so many bands you can pick.
I mean, who are you going to go
with? Who else could we pick? We might as well, you know, go through them all again.
Right. I mean, there's only a certain list of people that you can have. You know, like last year was Snoop Dogg, and he brought a bunch of his friends on stage with him.
Yeah.
Eminem was up there with him. It was going to be Prince in Minnesota, but he's gone, and Beyonce's done it. And
yeah, I'm not like, well, Taylor Swift's the obvious one in terms of she's finally, it's not the Pepsi halftime show anymore. So everyone thought this might be the year because she's a Coke person. So she's never been able to do it. And now this is, I don't remember what kind of, it's a new sponsor. I don't remember who it is. So everyone thought it might be Taylor. So I feel like she's the obvious at some point. We'll do it now that she can.
But there's a lot of controversy surrounding her because the Ticketmaster sales when people try to buy tickets? Them.
Are you going?
No, I didn't get tickets.
Oh.
Are you?
No, I'd rather pay for my mortgage.
Yeah. Pretty expensive.
Not everyone in the household probably feels the same way.
Does Holly have interest in Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is Holly's favorite artist, I would say. definitely listens to her the most.
I don't know any new Taylor Swift songs. I'm a big Taylor Swift 2005, like You Belong to Me and Cinderella Story and stuff like that. But
not really. You're a country Taylor Swift fan.
What's that?
Like the country music version of Taylor
Swift. Yeah. I like those songs.
I mean, we were on a little weekend vacation and her new album came out. And we listened, I think, 3 times in the course of the weekend.
Oh, that's not that bad.
To the new album, the whole
album. Oh, the whole thing. How many songs are in an album?
I don't know how many were in there. It was a shorter one. I think it was only like 10 songs or 11 or something.
Okay. So
it's like 45 minutes. Sure. So it wasn't like it was, forever.
But not terrible, but no. I listened to 3 separate times. Well, I'm glad that Holly is a Taylor Swift fan. Who do you want to see at the halftime show? I mean, you asked me, but you're the musical. Wait, I got an answer.
What's the answer?
The Young Funks. I want to see them reunited. The return.
The reunion.
Can you imagine? Like,
I cannot imagine.
Can you imagine the halftime show about to be like, I don't know, whoever, name your artist. But then all you'll see is JJ_Wando being like dragged down by a wire, holding his saxophone, playing in a silent stadium.
It'd probably have to be Careless Whisper too. You probably don't know that song, but the great sax solo at the beginning.
Yes, that
George
song.
Michael.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the song about play that punky music, white boy.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm surprised that song isn't racist, but
I've never really thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Well. Anyway.
I don't know who I'd probably have like a rock band medley of sorts. Just because that's more my genre.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who would be like big enough to actually do it. Mm-hmm. Like Metallica probably is big enough. You could do like an AC/DC and like you could probably get away with like an 80s rock and have like 2 or 3 80s rock bands that are still going that are still popular.
I like Bon Jovi. Big John. I'm a big Bon Jovi guy.
Yeah, Bon Jovi still can slay it. He can't quite hit that high note of Living on a Prayer anymore, but band still sounds good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It'd be tough. I feel like they haven't had, for how much people like rap nowadays, and part of it's that kids aren't watching the Super Bowl, like they're appealing to adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been just like a mainstream, like current rapper to do it either.
You're right.
You know, like, cause like obviously last year they had a lot of rap artists, but that was from the 90s, you know, it was all the older guys,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, appealing to people our age and older, but like they haven't had like, I don't even hardly know anybody, that, you know, current rappers, like who's the most popular right now, but
right.
I'm surprised that somebody, you know, a rap artist hasn't been
I wonder what if you took all the rappers together,
mm-hmm.
Okay, every single rapper that's trying to make it, that's made it, that's kind of in the middle, making it but not making it, I wonder what their average lifespan is.
I don't know. Like, you mean as their career?
No, their lifespan.
Like, their literal lifespan.
Their literal lifespan.
I don't know.
Well, because I feel like rappers in general, generally speaking, speaking as a stereotypical person.
I don't know if I like where this statement is going.
I feel like lots of them are involved in gang violence and gangs. And, you know, lots of times you'll turn on the news and Sir Mix-a-Lot was found at gunpoint, passed away. Now, I don't know where this gunpoint is because we talked about that last week or the week before. But it seems like a lot of rappers die very young.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would want some data.
Yeah, I mean, that's just pulling the guns out of the pockets kind of take there. What do you call that?
Off the hip.
Off the yes. That's just how. Thank you, Minnesota Tim Translator.
I feel like that's probably less so. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, we can move on from that conversation. I just feel like I see when I watch the news or see something, it kind of happens. Anywho, so like we talked about a few weeks ago, we were going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings salary cap situation. A lot of players could be cut. A lot of players could be on the move defensively, offensively. There's some question marks with what the Vikings should do with Kirk Cousins. Where do you want to start? We might not get through all the names here, but you did some prep work for it. I have Alec Lewis's article up from The Athletic, and let's run through a couple of these names here.
Well, hold on one second. I'm getting attacked by my cat. Okay, there we go.
Well,
do you ever listen to, you probably don't. Do you listen to the Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast? I would imagine not.
I don't, no. I listen to the Minnesota Tim podcast.
Okay, well, always, it's just the guys from the TV show.
Yeah.
And they started a podcast where they just talk about the episodes of the TV show. But they, anytime they say something offensive, they're always just like, cut that, cut that, cut that, cut that, cut that, cut that. Like, they all just start saying, cut that. But then, obviously, most of the time, they don't actually cut it.
Was that offensive, that what I said? Because a cat is, you know, what I said it is, right?
It is. Well, yes. I don't know.
Well, I can cut that.
It's controversial, I would say.
Yeah, it's borderline.
It's borderline.
I wouldn't go any further than that.
It's borderline.
Okay. It's like, it's not like if you had a, like, I think over the top, if you had a dog and I said that word, I think would it be over the top.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And at this point, I don't even know if this is part of the podcast or this is part of all of the section that would be cut. Or if you cut it there, but then start it right here where I just started talking, where it's, I don't know if it's part of the podcast or not. That might also, then people will be wondering what had to be cut.
Right.
It might
add some suspense.
So,
yeah. Well, we'll have a post-podcast meeting to decide if we should have that cut or not.
Okay. Sounds good. Minnesota Vikings. Well, there's like 10 kind of big name free agents, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 somewhat likely cut or restructure candidates. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the free agents that you would resign.
Okay. So free agents to resign, whether because we need them, because they're good, or we need them because they'll be cheap. These are kind of the guys that I figure the Vikings will work to re-sign. Bradbury is a no-brainer.
Yep.
You know, they're going to make it happen. I saw one article talked about getting like roughly $10 million a year for 4 years would be a decent deal. Sure. I mean, that whatever the going. Yeah, he had a good year. We need a lineman. He's a good lineman. The backups are, that's fine. Chris Boyd. Yeah. I imagine he'd be back mainly just because, again, that's a cheap factor. We need corners, and he wasn't terrible.
Special teams guy.
Joseph, I would imagine they're just going to, again, go with Joseph and bring him back as long as he's not, which he shouldn't be, looking for a lot of money. Patrick Peterson was one I wasn't sure on.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on his attitude. Does he want to take a pay cut and come back, or does he want to retire, or does he think he can go get the bag somewhere else, which I don't think he can. I think he might come back with the whole 13-4 and like, just, he's such a leader on the team. I would imagine he's going to be one that'll come back at a cheaper deal.
He seems to like it in Minnesota.
Right. That's kind of what I was going with. Right. I was the same thought. It's kind of like, he seems like he wants to just play one or two more years here and maybe call it a career. And like I said, being a kind of a leadership position in the defensive room. And like I said, I don't think anyone else is going to drop the bag for him anymore.
Right. The only way I could see him leaving is if like the Chiefs or Eagles or whoever wanted like a third string, fourth string cornerback, and he wants to try to win a title somewhere.
Yeah, but even then, though, I feel like he does have a little bit of ego to him. Like,
yeah, he does have ego. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's still one of the Vikings. Like, he's the Vikings' best corner. Like,
well, Duke Shelley.
Wow.
He actually had a great year.
Duke Shelley was great. But I just mean, you know what I mean? Like, he wants, I still think he does enjoy being the macho, like the main guy.
Yes, I agree.
He still would be here.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. So I would imagine he might come back. Shandon Sullivan, kind of same thing. Practice squad slash, or I should say special team squad slash maybe playing corner. Again, yeah. probably cheap. Ole Udo wasn't terrible. Seems mm-hmm. like, again, another cheap guy to resign. And then Tomlinson, seems like they like him enough that he might be back.
So are the Vikings just re-signing everybody?
No.
No. Okay.
There's a few names that are irrelevant that I, you know, not even going to bring up. But Madison, I feel like, is gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Unless
you get rid of Cook.
Yeah.
Mullins, I just put in the middle because, like, it doesn't matter either way. Like,
backup quarterback.
It's Mullins or it's somebody else that we're going to sign for $1 million. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a fourth string right. quarterback.
Yeah. And then Irv Smith is one.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no reason to sign Irv Smith when you have Hockenson on the roster.
Right. Yeah. Irv Smith was very much a disappointment. He pulled out the Randy Moss jersey. Like, he's going to be this somebody. And they hyped him up so much. Like, the coaches did. He's this multi-dimensional tight end, Rob Gronkowski-like, Travis Kelce-like. And he just never was as fast or had the hands like a good, solid, reliable tight end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he had some of the athletic, or he thought he had the athletic pieces and just didn't, yeah, never put it together.
I agree with your take. I would be surprised if the Vikings re-signed Greg Joseph to be. I wouldn't be surprised, but I would not be surprised if the Vikings targeted another kicker in like the fifth or sixth round.
Yeah, and that still could be, right, to bring in competition. And I wouldn't doubt that they'll.
Fifth round might be a little high, but maybe seventh round undrafted kicker.
Yep, and even in training camp, they might have, you know, like I said, an open battle and see if he wins it still or whatever. But it's one of those things where I laugh at the NFL when they do, like, well, Mike, you know, this new kicker is going to be better than our old kicker. But that new kicker you're signing was just somebody else's old kicker that they cut because they weren't happy with him. So it's like, it's a revolving door of like, well, the Cowboys cut this guy because he stinks, but we're going to sign him. He's going to be better for us.
He's going to find it.
Right.
He looked himself hard in the mirror and says, I am going to find it in Minnesota.
Yeah, it just makes me laugh that everyone gets so excited about someone else's trash kicker. It's like, no, they're all the same.
Right.
They're all other than like Justin Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Justin Tucker, you might be the greatest kicker of all time.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it's that I feel like that's kind of straightforward for the most part. Like, there's a couple.
What about Andrew DiPaola? Pro Bowl.
DiPaola?
Long snapper.
Long snapper. Yeah. I didn't write him down because it's another one of those, like, they could resign him. They might not. Who cares? Right. I mean, from what you hear about, like, it seemed like he was a good center. So as long as he's not asking for a giant bag, I'm sure they'll resign him. Which, again, long snappers don't really get a big bag, so he'll just get his, you know, $1 million and call it a day.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting to see how they decide which kind of long snapper makes it to the Pro Bowl. Like, did Andrew DiPaola, yeah, whatever his name is.
I think it's just DiPaola.
Why did Andrew DiPaola make it to the Pro Bowl over the Pittsburgh Steelers long snapper?
I don't know. They look at, like, fumbles, they look at technique,
velocity thrown the punter.
How fast can they snap it?
Inaccuracies. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm excited to see the Pro Bowl competition. That should be fun, actually.
Are you excited?
I would like to tune in if possible. I'm not going to tune in, like, if we're doing something. It's not like must watch television, but I'm amused by the Pro Bowl games this year.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I heard Dalvin Cook's in the, you know, beanbags competition. So that'll be fun to watch him duke it out. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know what they're hardly doing. I just know it's flag football game and
dodgeball and one-handed catches and stuff like that. I don't know. It's something, you know, it's something to tune into.
Yeah, I'm excited. I heard, I think it's Nick Bosa versus Joey Bosa in the three-legged race.
That's fun.
Yeah. No, again, kidding. I don't know.
Oh, really? I actually thought you were being serious.
It's one of those things that it's corny and it's whatever. I mean, to me,
it's not must watch television, but if I could, I would tune in.
This is the perfect thing that I would never ever watch on TV, but there will probably be some good highlights that end up on Twitter and whatever.
Oh, good point.
You know, that you watch, like, oh, like this moment happened during this thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that on Twitter quick, but I'm not going to actually watch the whole Pro Bowl festivities.
Yeah, that's a great anticipation take right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There will be a lot of good Twitter highlights from the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
But to watch like 5 hours of, you know, the Pro Bowl.
Even an hour.
Even an hour. Yeah. Even an hour to just watch a couple highlights on Twitter. That's going to be on Twitter anyways.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So we got about 5 minutes left. Let's run through a couple of names here. Adam Thielen, little controversy. His cap hit is like $19 million or something like that. But if you release him, it's like $13.5 million. You'd save, and like there's like this dead cap thing going on with Adam Thielen. Restructure, resign, or release on Adam Thielen?
That's a hard one. So it's the Vikings. So we need $24 million. We are over the cap. We need to free that up.
Yeah. Well, the cap went up, so I don't know how that affects where we are.
I believe that is the right number. I was looking this morning just to make sure, because I think there's a couple of different articles that came out, like with, because it was like always projected, and I think that's the actual number.
Okay.
No, I'm sure I'm going to be wrong about all this, but whatever. And I believe Thielen they could save $6.4 million by cutting him in terms of the salary cap for next year.
Yeah.
So again, if you're going to resign any of those extra guys that are on the left side of my list that we just talked about, right? Thielen's probably one that's, you know, got to go. I mean, it's the way
he's from Minnesota, Jacob.
I know, but the way you got to look at it is like, is our receiver room worse if KJ Osborne's our second best receiver? Like, no, it's the same, or if not better. And he probably was already kind of that guy last year in a lot of ways. Osborne was.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have somebody like Jalen Reagor ready to go, the third receiver. Okay, well, I'm giving it to that. But, you know, again, so you have Jefferson, you have Osborne, you have Hockenson. And then you just, again, there's receivers all over the place that people are dropping and picking up and whatever. Like, you could find somebody to fill that third, you know, maybe Jalen Naylor, you know, steps up. Not Reagor. Mm-hmm. Naylor, the other guy.
Jalen Naylor. Oh, yeah. He's a rookie. He had a good
He had a few little plays last year and, you know.
Yeah, he sprinkled in.
Right. You get somebody like that to be the third or fourth receiver. Like, you're probably in good shape. So I think Thielen's a goner. And he talked about still wanting to play, too. So somebody will sign him, I'm sure, for a couple $1 million and he'll still be a decent possession receiver for somebody, but it won't be us. It won't be us.
His wife was very, I don't know.
And she was talking about like valued, right? Like he wants to go somewhere like where he feels valued or something.
Yes. Yeah. And his wife was very outspoken, let's say, to be nicely, this offseason. Yeah. So it seems like all roads are pointing towards Adam Thielen leaving the Minnesota Vikings unless he signs a massive restructuring deal.
Yeah.
But
again, if you're Thielen, it's like, why would you know? I don't know.
The thing is like, if you're Thielen, you could either sign a massive restructured deal with the Minnesota Vikings, or you sign that same deal with another team, but you're just butthurt by the Minnesota Vikings kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I would receive it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. If I was Thielen, I probably would go too, and just it'd be fun. Just hey, go play somewhere. Assuming there's somebody that'll sign you. Obviously, that's the key. You gotta, someone decent's got to be interested, but
right.
You know, it's fun to have a different experience, like new team, new faces, new
that's system, true.
New coach. It just you only get to play the NFL once. You know, go have a different experience and make some more money and move on, you know.
And if you're going to do it at the end of your career, like Kyle Rudolph pass, you know, Kyle Rudolph now caught the final touchdown pass from Tom Brady.
Oh, did he? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I didn't either until someone tweeted it out yesterday. Mm. Yeah. Well, we ran through the free agent list. We ran through Adam Thielen. Let's tease some of these other names. We got Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins. Who else is on there?
Kendrick
Smith, Eric Kendricks,
Harrison Smith,
yeah, lots of big names,
and one sneaky one. Ooh. Are you ready? Should I say it or should we not say the sneaky one? so that people come back next week and are curious who the sneaky potential cut is.
Let's not share the sneaky one because you've got me curious on who the sneaky one is. Let's end it and then you tell me who the sneaky one is after the podcast.
Should I give you a hint right now?
You can give me a hint.
I don't have any good hints that wouldn't just give it away. Do you want me
really?
To, I don't know if I should.
Is he on defense?
Oh, that's a good hint. No, he's an offensive player.
Offensive player.
An offensive player.
Offensive lineman?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really? No offensive lineman?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Sneaky player. Mm-hmm. Ty Chandler?
Not quite. He was a rookie last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you're going for the re-sign already.
Yeah, he could. I mean, that's fair. Yeah, he could.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it for the podcast. 29 minutes in. Jacob, as always, delivers on a Wednesday. Lots of great conversation. Halftime.
Mm-hmm.
The Timberwolves upset the Golden State Warriors down by 14 in the fourth quarter last night. I did not watch it. You didn't watch it. I didn't expect them to win and come back, so that's why I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been watching National Treasure Edge of History, this new series on Disney Plus.
Holly's been watching that when I'm at basketball. So I've got little bits and pieces. It looks terrible.
Oh man, it's so bad. It's good. I love it.
But it seems like
I'd do it.
Exactly. It seems like a show that's so bad that it's good in a way. Like it's fun to watch, but it doesn't mean it's good quality TV, but it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the exact kind of show I was like, I will never watch this show with you because you just sit there and complain and critique it the whole time. I'm like, yeah, sorry. That's how I enjoy stuff like that is you got to just rip it to shreds.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Well, Jacob, as always, thank you. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. And shout out to Caleb. Hopefully you're getting through your work day on Thursday. He said there's no new podcasts that release episodes on Thursday that he listens to. So we're his sole provider of quality audio entertainment on Thursdays at work. So
shout out to Caleb, sponsor of the Minnesota Tim podcast.
Well, that would be a good idea. We could get
his business.
What's the darn pink? Sherwin Williams,
Caleb. Let's see it.
He should be able, he basically, I think, owns it now.
Talk to the big boys.
So talk to the big boys, and you know it's just an international paint company. I'm sure they got some couple bucks to throw. Even we'll take $10 a piece or something. Yeah. It's not like it needs to be a lot. Maybe a free painting of our house. You know, like a free coat of paint or something. I don't know.
Yeah, seriously.
Sorry. We're not picky people.
No, we're not demanding yet.
No, yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode. Jacob, as always, thank you. Everyone, have a great week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.